Chapter 15. Nori's feet dragged as she put on her uniform Thursday morning. Thick tights. Ugh. Pleated skirt. Ugh. Tie and blazer. Double ugh. She felt annoyed at her old room in Father's house. It was painted pale pink and had a white nightstand that matched her white dresser. All things that had been chosen when she was a baby. Her room at Aunt Margot's was much more of a middle schooler room. She cheered up, though, when she remembered she was leaving the house early with Dahlia. She ate her hard-boiled egg and grabbed an apple to munch on while they walked to Sage. The day smelled like snow, but it wasn't snowing. It was the kind of crisp winter weather where the wind bites your face. Dahlia took Nori past the fuzzy building to the back entrance to the Hall of Magic and Performance. There, surrounded by a low stone wall, stood a greenhouse. Its windows were steamed up, and Nori could see plants inside. Dahlia led Nori to where they could peek in. The ground inside the greenhouse was covered with moss, though there was also a path you could walk on. There were pots of flowers, bushes and trees, plus a number of hollow logs and what looked like hutches made of wood. Puttering about, going in and out of hutches, sniffing all around the place, were about 30 skunks. They had fluffy patches of white on their heads and two stripes down their backs. All of them were bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. "They're so cute," said Nori. "Aren't they?" said Dahlia. "Some fuzzies don't like them, but I think I might like them even more than rabbits. They get up to more mischief. I like to come here when I'm feeling sad or when I need to think. My fuzzy teacher showed me where the key is. She only shows it to the students she likes best." Dahlia bent to the low stone wall that surrounded the greenhouse. She pressed her palm against one particular stone and used her finger to dislodge a large, ornate stone key that had been fitted there almost invisibly. "Don't tell where the secret key is, Kay?" Nori promised she wouldn't. A wave of warm air hit Nori as they entered the skunk garden. She took off her winter coat and scarf and hung them on a hook. "Won't we get sprayed?" she asked as they walked farther in. "No, I know what I'm doing," said Dahlia proudly. "I aced my skunk exam, remember?" As Dahlia's fuzzy magic began to work, the skunks toddled out of their habitats and came to meet Nori. Nori sat down on a hollow log and stretched her fingers out to let them be sniffed. One of them wiggled its bottom and then jumped, cat-like, onto her lap. "Without fuzzy magic, you could never pet them," said Dahlia. "They're not friendly to humans." Nori knew fuzzies could befriend all sorts of animals, even wild animals if they put in enough practice. But she'd never had the chance to meet any wild animals herself, except the dragons during her Dragonhaven field trip. A second skunk jumped onto her lap. "Those two are best friends," said Dahlia. "Their names are Domino and Penguin." Dahlia gave Nori a handful of raisins from her pocket. "You can feed them if you want. They love fruit." "Even pineapple?" Nori disliked pineapple. She fed the raisins to Domino and Penguin, who nibbled them gently from her palm. "Even pineapple," said Dahlia. "Cranberries make them go wild, though." "Wild? What do you mean?" "Cranberries are like catnip for them. I brought one cranberry so you can see," said Dahlia. She pulled it out of her pocket. Immediately, Domino and Penguin leapt off Nori's lap and ran to Dahlia, sitting on their hind legs in a begging position. All the others followed until Dahlia was encircled by 30 begging skunks. She bent down and offered the cranberry to Penguin, who practically inhaled it. Then she held up her empty hands. "That's all, sorry," she told the skunks. "No way am I letting you all go wild, not on my watch." When Nori saw how Penguin acted after gobbling the cranberry, she understood Dahlia's caution. First, he ran around in circles. Then he bounded high in the air as if jumping on a trampoline several times. Then he ran up and down the small indoor trees like a cat in a frenzy, finally stopping for breath high on a branch. Gently, Dahlia lifted him off the branch and set him down. "He goes up there, and then he's stuck," she explained. "Cranberries, what can I say?" Now, on the mossy floor, Penguin rolled back and forth, waving his front paws. Nori stroked Penguin's belly. "I've flexed into skunk before," she told Dahlia, "but never without adding some other animal. I mostly add elephant, actually."
"That must be dramatic."
"Oh, yeah." Nori told Dahlia the whole story of her disastrous first day at Dunwiddle, when Lacey Clench had upset her so much she'd fluxed into an enormous skunkophant and skunk sprayed half the people in the school cafeteria. Dahlia laughed. Not a mean laugh, not at Nori, just at the idea of a skunkophant in a school cafeteria. Nori laughed too. It hadn't been funny at the time, but now that she'd made friends and was happy at Dunwiddle, it was easy to see the humor. "How come you want to go back to Dunwiddle?" asked Dahlia. "I know there's no skunk garden there, and there's definitely no special pool for fish fluxing lessons, or a monkey gym for primate fluxing class. Plus, you told me yourself the cafeteria food was gross." Nori petted the skunks. "I feel like myself at Dunwiddle," she said. "And like I'm learning to be my best self. I can't say I won't like the monkey gym here at Sage, but I want to wear my own clothes and have a teacher who really likes me and a principal who listens to my ideas, at least some of the time. I have a kitten ball coach who thinks my dritten will be great on the field, and I have friends who understand what it's like to be UDM. "Well, it's true you won't get any of that at Sage," said Dahlia, "but you will get me, and I know you'll be all right." She stood and offered her hand to Nori. Nori took it and stood up. "Thanks for taking me here," said Nori.
"I'll bring you back anytime," said Dahlia. "Just let me know."